Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Ashok Oja with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Argentina's capital Buenos Aires on the third leg of his five-nation tour. Delegation-level talks to be held this evening to further strengthen bilateral strategic partnership. India signs 6 agreements with Trinidad and Tobago to enhance cooperation in several sectors, including infrastructure and pharmaceuticals. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh today. U.S. President Donald Trump signs his landmark policy bill, One Big Beautiful Bill, into law, providing for tax cuts and boosting defense spending. And in badminton, Kidambi Srikanth storms into men's singles semifinals of Canada Open Super 300 badminton tournament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Argentina's capital Buenos Aires this morning on the third leg of his five-nation tour that aims to reinforce India's engagements with Global South. He was given a warm welcome by the Indian community upon his arrival in the Argentinian capital with a special classical dance performance. Prime Minister will hold delegation-level talks this evening to further strengthen the strategic partnership and open new avenues of cooperation between the two countries. A report.
The official engagements for Prime Minister begin at the statue of General José de San Martín, where the Prime Minister will pay his respects to Argentina's revered freedom fighter and national hero, who was a key leader in South America's independence, liberating Argentina, Chile, and Peru from Spanish rule. Prime Minister will then be accorded a ceremonial welcome. He will hold the delegation talks, followed by a lunch hosted by President Milei for him. The discussions are expected to focus on cooperation in critical minerals and energy security.
Manish Shiva, Akashwani News, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Earlier, the Prime Minister held wide-ranging talks with his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart, Kamala Prasad Bisesar, at the iconic Red House in Port of Spain last evening. Following the talks, the two countries signed 6 agreements to enhance cooperation in several sectors, including infrastructure and pharmaceuticals. Prime Minister Modi also addressed the joint session of Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, India will work with its partners to give the Global South its rightful seat at the high table.
In times of disaster, we have responded swiftly with aid, relief and solidarity. Our development partnerships are demand-driven, respectful and without conditions. Distinguished members, it is time for us to work together to give the Global South its rightful seat at the right table.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the BRICS summit at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil on 6th and 7th of this month. It will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brazil in nearly 6 decades. During his visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, along with several other global leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today laid the foundation stone of the country's first cooperative university, Tribhuvan Sahakari Vishwavidyalaya at Anand, Gujarat. During the program, Mr. Shah said that in the last 4 years, the Ministry of Cooperation has launched 60 new initiatives. The Ministry of Cooperation was established to instill hope in the lives of crores of poor and rural people.
देश के प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने तय किया कि करोड़ों गरीब करोड़ों ग्रामीण उनके जीवन में आशा का संचार उनकी आर्थिक समृद्धि के लिए देश में सहकारिता मंत्रालय की स्थापना की जाए उसके बाद सहकारिता मंत्रालय ने राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर केंद्र में एक अलग मंत्रालय की स्थापना हो
Besides, this university will not only prepare cooperative employees, but also dedicated cooperative leaders like Tribhuvan Bhai, who will study and lead the cooperative sector.
आज जो हम करने जा रहे हैं त्रिभुवन सहकारी यूनिवर्सिटी का शिलान्यास करने जा रहे हैं वो सहकारिता क्षेत्र को मजबूत करने के लिए सारी की सारी कमियों की पूर्ति करने वाला ये एकमात्र इनिशिएटिव है.
During the event, Mr. Shah also unveiled a special bilingual module on cooperation prepared for school students in collaboration with the Ministry of Cooperation and NCERT. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Himachal Pradesh, the Meteorological Center Shimla has issued warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall for the next 5 days due to increased monsoon activity. The monsoon, which entered Himachal Pradesh on 20th of last month, has severely disrupted normal life across the state. Our correspondent has filed this report.
In the last 24 hours, moderate rainfall has continued in many parts of Himachal Pradesh. The highest rainfall was recorded in Jogindernagar in Mandi district with 52 millimeters. Over the past 15 days, 72 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents, 113 have been injured, and 37 people remain missing for several days. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu stated that the state has suffered a loss of Rs 700 crore due to heavy rains, landslides and cloudbursts during this monsoon season. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center Shimla has issued an alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall from today till July 9th. Additionally, a flash flood warning has been issued for the next 24 hours in four districts, Mandi, Kangra, Chamba and Sirmaur. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwari News, Shimla.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert of extremely heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh today. Orange and yellow alerts have also been issued for heavy to very heavy rainfall across parts of central, north and east India over the next 3 days. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely at some places over Konkan and Goa, Maharashtra, Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, West Bengal, Gujarat, Jharkhand and Uttarakhand till 8th of this month. Heavy rainfall is also likely at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Haryana, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Kerala and Mahe, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and West Rajasthan till Tuesday. In Odisha, the rituals for the first world-famous Bahuda Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra are going on in the holy city of Puri since this morning. More from our correspondent.
The sacred Bahuda Yatra, the grand return journey of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra is going on in Puri. Bahuda Yatra is a significant part of the Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra. The term Bahuda in Sanskrit means return, and this event beautifully symbolizes the gods' return to their celestial abode after a spiritually charged stay at their maternal aunt's house. Thousands of devotees have gathered in the holy city of Puri to witness this divine event, where mythology, rituals and devotion come together in a spiritual spectacle. Prakash Das, Akashvani News.
In Uttarakhand, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today flagged off the first group of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra from Tanakpur in Champawat district. On this occasion, the Chief Minister said that all arrangements have been made for the safety and convenience of the pilgrims.
टनकपुर से यात्रा आज आगे निकल गई और कल रात्रि को ही श्रद्धालु जो कैलाश दर्शन के लिए जा रहे थे उनका दल आ गया था और यहाँ रात्रि को विश्राम करके आगे निकला है। सभी व्यवस्थाएं पूरी तरह से की गई है यात्रियों की सुरक्षा के लिए, उनकी यात्रा अच्छी हो। मौसम की चुनौती भी बनी रहती है, भूस्खलन के रास्ते भी है, लेकिन उसके बाद पूरा कुमाऊं मंडल विकास निगम के द्वारा जो हमारा वो सभी सुविधाएं कैलाश यात्रियों के लिए की गई है, उनकी यात्रा अच्छी होगी।
The fourth batch of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra has reached Sherthang, Sikkim for acclimatization today. This batch had departed from Delhi on 2nd of this month and reached Baghdogra on the same day. The batch consists of 40 Yatris, 2 liaison officers, 1 official from ITBP and 4 support staff. National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested 2 persons involved in illegal human trafficking from India to the United States and other countries. The accused were arrested after searches at 2 locations in Himachal Pradesh and Delhi. The NIA, in a statement, said that one of the accused played a key role in facilitating the journey of the victims on the donkey route, while another was involved in transferring funds to donkeys in Latin America. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the loss of lives in an accident in Sambhal, Uttar Pradesh. The Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. As per the media reports, a road accident happened on the Meerut Badayu Highway in Sambal district when a car carrying 10 people of a wedding party rammed into the wall of a college yesterday. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed his landmark policy bill, the One Big Beautiful Bill, into law. The legislation enacts key parts of President Trump's agenda, including tax cuts, spending boosts for defense, and immigration crackdown. The signing event, held at the White House, aligned with the Independence Day celebrations in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Trump said, "This is the biggest tax cut, the biggest spending cut, and the largest border security investment in the American history."
Supposed to be in 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 different bills. And I said, let's do it in one big, beautiful bill. And that's what we did. And what we've done is put everything into one bill. It's never happened before. It's the biggest bill of its type in history. We've never had anything like that before. Nothing like that they thought would be possible to get passed. And actually, I liked it because we had so much in there that no matter who you are, there was something in that bill.
Global technology giant Microsoft has officially shut down its operations in Pakistan after 25 years as part of its global restructuring plan. Former Microsoft Pakistan head Javad Rehman confirmed the closure and linked the decision to Pakistan's challenging economic conditions, political instability, high taxes, currency issues, and trade restrictions. Meanwhile, former President of Pakistan Dr. Arif Alvi called the move a troubling sign for Pakistan's economy. In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth has reached men's singles semi-finals of the Canada Open Super 300 badminton tournament. He secured a dominant straight game victory over top seed and world number 6 Chao Tien Chen of Chinese Taipei, winning 21-18, 21-9 in just 43 minutes. Srikanth will now face Japan's Kenta Nishimoto for a spot in the final tonight. In women's singles, India's Shreyansi Valishetty lost a close match to Denmark's Amelie Scholz after winning the first game. In cricket, India will resume their second innings on day 4 of the second test with an overnight score of 64-1 and a commanding overall lead of 244 runs against host England at Edgbaston, Birmingham this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In boxing, India's Nupur advanced to 85-plus kg category finals of the World Boxing Cup in Astana, Kazakhstan, with a commanding 5-0 victory over Turkey's Saima Dostas in the semi-final. In the men's 65 kg category, Avinash Jamwal advanced to the semi-finals after a strong win over USA's Rene Camacho, securing at least a bronze medal. And in some more international news, in U.S. at least 24 people were killed and dozens missing in Texas after severe floods hit the state. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared a disaster for several central Texas counties and said search and rescue operations will continue till tonight. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump called the flooding terrible and promised federal support. And now, before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires, on the third leg of his five-nation tour. Delegation-level talks to be held this evening to further strengthen bilateral strategic partnership. India signs 6 agreements with Trinidad and Tobago to enhance cooperation in several sectors, including infrastructure and pharmaceuticals. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh today. U.S. President Donald Trump signs his landmark policy bill, One Big Beautiful Bill, into law, providing for tax cuts and boosting defense spending. And in badminton, Kidambi Srikanth storms into men's singles semi-final of Canada Open Super 300 badminton tournament. For details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.